Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Bryant, and today's motivational aim targets, bonded in Christ. I'm at the end of a 7-day Bible study for my Bible plan entitled Wise Bond. My aim for this podcast was to encourage listeners regarding the importance of choosing wise relational bonds. Over the past several days, I addressed the importance of choosing friends wisely, how actions and words play a key role in relationships. I touched on the importance of walking with wisdom, mixing with the right God-honoring friends, handling indecent exposure, rejecting contaminated compliments, and today I'm going over the benefit of being bonded in Jesus Christ. The best friendship we will ever be in is the one with Jesus Christ. Jesus is the best friend and best example of friendship there will ever be. Knowing this truth, we should all aim to imitate Jesus in our actions as it relates to those we are in friendships with. Although we will not always do things perfect, our aim should be to show others that we love them, we respect them, we care for them, and want the absolute best for them. Now, we can't control how others receive our God-honoring intentions, but our goal is to do right by those God has blessed us to share the same space and time with. Friendships, like any other relationship, involve sacrifice, commitment, diligence, and progression. A lot of people don't put a lot of work in a friendship in order for it to remain or become better, and some people have this belief that just because they're friends with someone, that person will always be around. They understand what they're going through. I'll get to them later. But when one makes a commitment to begin a friendship with someone, it should never be one-sided. But unfortunately, there are a lot of friendships that are. There are a lot of friendships that are one-sided, or they have no sides at all. The friendship is just hanging on by a thread and both people are either not putting in the work to get the desired result out, or you have one or both parties in the friendship fed up. There's a breakdown in communication and expectations. Whatever the issues or the hurdles that friends are experiencing, if one really loves a person or cares for them and considers them their God-honoring friend, it's important to exhibit reflection and self-analysis in the relationship because those are key elements that should be considered when examining and determining one's goals and views in the friendship. A few key questions that you can ask yourself when you're seeking to establish or maintain a God-honoring relational bond include, what are we moving towards in this friendship? How will this relational friendship bond benefit us both? And how will we individually and collectively contribute to this friendship? Is this friendship I'm currently in for a season or a lifetime? Is God the foundational and central focus of this relational bond? If not, why? Regardless of the phase of friendship you are in, progression and sharpening each other in God's word is the main target you're aiming for. Because if friends can't talk about God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, then what is there to talk about that really matters? If God is not the central focus, where will friends turn when they need advice? Where will these friends turn when they need encouragement? Where will they turn when they feel alone? Where will they turn when they need to seek or they're seeking progression, restoration, and true fulfillment in their lives? These are important questions and reflective points because mixing with the wrong people will get you off of God onto things that don't satisfy you or fulfill you, but only distract you and delay you. It is of extreme importance to take some time to reflect on the bonds you label as friendships and examine your role in them also. If both individuals claiming to be friends are not working towards sharpening each other, supporting each other, and being in agreement with God's purpose and assignment for each other's lives individually and collectively, it might be time to ask the vine dresser to cut off the unfruitful branches in your life. There are a lot of people who don't value friendship, real, genuine friendship, and they don't know the meaning of it, the real meaning. Friendship is not something you play around with. It's a commitment. And if one doesn't want to be in a committed friendship, whether it is for a season, a moment, or a lifetime, one should be honest about it and not sign up for the job. Aim to examine your motives in any relationship you pursue and follow Jesus Christ as your example. A scripture I would like to leave you with is Proverbs, the 27th chapter and the 17th verse, which states, "As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another." The reason I selected this scripture is because in order to sharpen iron, we can't use wood or plastic to get the job done. In order to sharpen iron, we have to use iron. And in order to sharpen another person in a God-honoring way, long-lasting, loving way, we have to use God's word. But we need a real friend who can speak into our lives. Individually, we can't accomplish things all of the time. Sometimes we miss things. Sometimes we don't see things in the right light. Sometimes we are about to make decisions that are not wise, or we don't see things through, and we need a friend who can sharpen us. When we don't have true, genuine friends or family who can sharpen us in our corner, in our circle, or in our lives, we run the risk of becoming dull and of no use. It is a sad thing and a sad moment when one realizes that they have no friends, no family, who are sharp in God's word or sharp in the things of God, and they can't sharpen them. Having a godly friend is not a lavish token that one can just flaunt around when they need it and that they can live without it. No, having a real, God-honoring friend is absolutely necessary for one's life. We should not only aim to be godly friends who seek sharpening from God, but we should intentionally seek out godly friends who are serious about their relationship and destiny in the things of God and being a great friend to you. Okay, if it's all right, I would like to pray for you before you leave. Father God, I ask that you ease the hearts and minds of each listener. I ask that you bless each listener with godly friends who aim to remain sharp in you and willingly ready to sharpen their friends so that they can stay on the right target as it relates to your will for their lives. Lord, thank you for forgiving every listener for the way that they've treated people and any pain they've caused to those who considered them as friends. Thank you for empowering each listener to be sharp in their commitment to love those you've placed in their paths as friends. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for friends that you've allowed each listener to have who are sharpening them. I ask that you bless each listener with the wisdom to sharpen their friends and loved ones. I pray that each listener is there to help their friends and they hold each other accountable in you. Lord, bless each listener. I ask that you move with acceleration in their lives and the things that they are praying for and they've been waiting for. Thank you for blessing them suddenly with their request, as long as it honors and glorifies you. I also pray for their families, and I pray for each listener that even if they feel alone or lost, they are comforted by you because you promise to never leave them nor forsake them. Thank you that your love encompasses them everywhere they go, and thank you, Lord, for blessing them with peace, joy, and favor. Thank you for cutting off the branches in each listener's life that are not producing God-honoring fruit. And thank you for being our divine vine dresser. And thank you, Lord, that we are eternally bonded in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in. And feel free to connect with me on Instagram at encouraging you to stay in the loop on updates and other encouraging posts. And if you have a moment, visit drkenitrabryant.com. where you can download the Wise Bond Bible Plan for your individual or group devotional time. Also, if you haven't already, go ahead and download the YouVersion Bible app. And within that app, you can subscribe or begin the Wise Bond Bible Plan and begin that Bible study with your friends, your coworkers, your classmates, your family, or individually. Once again, thank you for tuning in. Peace and God bless.